When it resolves to Ritornello 6, and we hear the beginning of the Ritornello theme for the first time since the beginning of the movement. So what happens is it sounds like we've returned. After this long solo, it sounds like we've come back to the beginning for the first time in a long time, and we have. And as a result, Ritornello 6 sounds like the beginning of the second large part of this piece. Ditto, an excessively long solo after Ritornello 8. Excessively long, my friends. Featuring a solo harpsichord playing some of the most complex harpsichord music you ever heard. The reason why Bach met Christian Ludwig was that Bach was visiting Berlin in 1718 to buy a big harpsichord. And he bought a great harpsichord and brought it home to Kirchen. It was for that harpsichord that Bach writes the long harpsichord solo that follows Ritornello 8. And of course, it was for his own performance that he supplies this long harpsichord solo. Again, it builds up a tremendous head of tension, which is only resolved at the beginning of Ritornello 9, when again we hear the beginning of the Ritornello theme. So the third large section of this piece is Ritornello 9. Here's what I want us to do. We're going to listen to the entire movement. I want us to be conscious of the dichotomy between the homophonic theme and the polyphonic solos. I want us to be conscious that the Ritornello returns are often extremely brief and indeed just touchstones, and I want us to be especially aware of the long solos, the one that follows Ritornello 5 and the excessively long solo with the harpsichord cadenza that follows Ritornello 8. From the top, theme. Solo. Ritornello 2. Solo. Ritornello 3. Solo. Ritornello 4. Solo. Ritornello 5. Solo. Ritornello 6. Solo. Ritornello 7. Solo. Ritornello 8. Solo. Thank you. Ritornello 9.